Okay, good evening, Rabbosai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, we're going to be learning some fascinating halachos tonight, still in connection with Pesach, Mokam HaMetunef. We'll be talking some extremely relevant halachos. We actually want to start with briefly going through the Shulchan Aruch again in Seif Beis and adding some many important points as we go through it. Let's go through Seif Beis again and investigate further some points in Mishneh Berurah. So Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis teaches us the following: Afilu lehare b'divrei Torah also b'veis hakisei. Even thinking of divrei Torah also b'veis hakisei, you're not allowed in a b'veis hakisei. Thoughts. So not only you're not allowed to say divrei Torah, but even thinking of divrei Torah is also uve meis hamerchas in a bathhouse, uve mokim atzinoifes in a place which is dirty, vehu hamokim sheyesh bo tzoya mereglaim, in places where there is tzoya in mereglaim, you're not allowed to think Torah thoughts. The Shulchan Aruch continues, the Ramah continues, afilu hilchas hamerchatz, also limud b'merchatz, even halachas relevant to a beis hamerchatz, you're not allowed to learn in a merchatz. We'll be talking more about that, Emet Shem. Now, let's stop the Shulchan Aruch here. But there is some really fascinating points in the Mishneh Berurah here in Seif Katan and Ches. The Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan and Ches discusses a very interesting halacha of somebody who cannot stop himself of thinking Torah thoughts. Somebody is so engrossed in Torah, somebody is a proper Talmid Chacham who sits and learns Torah, and his default positions is Torah thoughts. The second, he just thinks automatically, there's Torah thoughts coming to his mind. Of course, like all of us, the second we're free, we just think about the Dirshu, about the Mishneh Berurah. So somebody like that, he just can't stop himself. What's the halacha if he's just literally in the Beis HaKisei and there's Torah thoughts that pop in his mind? What should he do? What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? What should he do? Think about something else. He has to force himself to think about something else. And let's see what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. Seif Katan Ches, says the Mishneh Berurah. Uve Meis HaMechetz. It's talking about Beis HaMechetz. Ki nofish zuem b'soichoi. In a Beis HaMechetz, in a bathhouse, there's lots of schwitz. It's a very dirty place. It's the smell and the whole place is full of sweat. Moist and it's dirty. It is not similar in many ways. It doesn't really resemble our bathhouses nowadays. It's a dirty place. Beis HaMechatz, a bathhouse, or previous of the times of the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, a bathhouse was a really dirty place, and it's not very distant from a Beis HaKisei. The reason why you're not allowed to think Torah thoughts in any of those places, mishum debeinon, because it is necessary. When we think Torah, when we say Torah, it needs to be vehoya machanecha, and your camp needs to be kodosh, needs to be heilig, veleka, and it isn't. You can't think Torah thoughts next to Torah and Meriglaim. Is nothing more inappropriate. Therefore, you have to distance yourself even in your thoughts. Kasav Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, Mi she Talmudoi shogru befiv. Somebody whose learning is constant in his mouth. Somebody who sits and learns Torah, and he always automatically thinks about Torah thoughts. Vehirer beveis hakisei. And he thought Torah thoughts beveis hakisei, in a beis hakisei, uve meis hamechatz, in a bathhouse, leonsoi, by force. He's forced into those thoughts. Mutter, it's fine. It's permitted. It's fine. If that's where he's holding, so it's fine. Ve'yesh oimrim, and some say, dekivan de onusu behiru beruroi, since he is so, some say that since he's onus behura, he can't help it. Yochoil afud levate besfosov. He's even allowed to be, since he's such a high level of Torah, and that's his default thoughts, automatic Torah thoughts, afilu leke vate besfosov. He's even allowed to verbalize it. He's even allowed to whisper it to himself. וכן משמה בזבוכים. תצוץ משמה בזבוכים, אבל בספר ביק יוסף, מסיק דעתיבו עושה בכל גוונה. But the ביק יוסף says that talking is always forbidden, וראי מגמורי יש לתחוס, and you can, the גברה is not a good ראיה, כמו שכוסף שום רבי, כזה זבח וצוין קדוש מעין שום. So he says that with regards to verbalizing, that is taka called to all opinions also. However, b'sefer b'yikei Yosef, but b'yikei Yosef says, I skipped the line, and that we said, that if you're forced into Torah thoughts, that's fine. That means, that's because if you come into that situation, you didn't do an avira. Param, however, lechatchila, you have to push your thoughts away. For and certainly the talking, says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. When a person is on such a dagger that he automatically thinks Torah thoughts, so it would be wrong to tell him to stop it. He is on that level. So although it is true for normal people, thinking Torah thoughts in the Beis HaKisei is wrong. It's definitely wrong. You're not allowed to positively start thinking Torah thoughts. That's true. But if somebody, that's what comes into his mind automatically, then we can't stop him. We can't stop him. We can't stop thoughts. It reminds me a bit of somebody I met once, a psychologist. And then he told me, you know, there's evidence. Now, there's only a limited amount of forcing a person can do in his mind. He said that there's automatic thoughts. And he told me, you know, if I tell anybody, don't think, that was his example, don't think about a pink elephant for 30 seconds, this, everybody is going to start thinking about a pink elephant. It's, you can't help it. Because it's a certain amount of forcing that you can't force certain. There's some thought process which you can't impose on a person. Something is so powerful you can't actually control it. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah, so it's true. I mean, we all know it. That some thought process you can't stop. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if that is the default, if that's what a person thinks about, don't stop him. You can't stop him. You can't stop him. That's what he's talking about. You're not allowed to lechatchila, go into the path, what shall I think about? Okay, let me think about the Daf Yomi. Now you're not allowed to. But if it automatically pops in your mind, it's fine, it's okay, it's mutter. It's mutter, if it's natural, it's mutter. Now, with regards to what happens if you start thinking, and then you start speaking to yourself, I forever find myself, I always look around, but I always find myself talking to myself, and if it happens to anybody else, says that if you start talking to, that's for sure forbidden. That's even somebody who is on that level is not allowed to. Why is that, Rabbi Yisai? Why is that? That hero, you're allowed to if you're on that level. But talking is forbidden. Why is that? Absolutely correct. The Achronim say that the difference is that when it comes to thinking, you can't stop. You sometimes can't stop it. But when it comes to talking, that anybody has to be able to control his mouth. Anybody, that's the basic of it. You have to be able to control your mouth. You have to be able to control your mouth. And therefore, talking is definitely also. I think it's very interesting, Mishnah Berurah. I think it's very interesting. It's very human. I think we can all appreciate, I understand this Mishnah Berurah. So that's that. Right, so this is what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Thoughts, if it pops in your mind, is fine. If it's talking, it's for sure also. The Rayin Zvachim, I forgot. Right. Now, I want to maybe take this opportunity briefly. We spoke about this a number of months ago, but I do feel it might be worthwhile mentioning. And it was mentioned yesterday, but I just want to maybe go over it briefly. What about, it's not mentioned directly in Mishnah Berurah over here. What is the halacha, Rabbi Yisai, with regards to fulfilling a mitzvah in the Mokam HaMetunef? In other words, if you have, for some reason or another, you want to listen to the shofar and it's a Mokam HaMetunef. Can you do that? Blow the shofar Mokam HaMetunef. I'll tell you where it could be relevant. There was a place in Eretz Yisrael, remember, it was a packed minyan, Yerushalayim, and the shul was nice, was quite a sizable shul, but it was mamash packed out. And there were people there who couldn't, there was, during the Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it was so full that not everybody fit in shul, especially not women. You couldn't fit in shul. So therefore, there was an overflowing, but that was also, didn't really work out. So what happened was that women actually started standing outside. One part was fine. The other part was quite dirty. I'm not 100% sure it will actually be called the Mokum HaMetunef. But let's just assume it was dirty enough to be considered the Mokum HaMetunef. Let's say it was mamash, not clean. And let's say it was mamash, really dirty. Imagine a person will be standing there, and all you need to do is you listen to Tkiyas Shofar, which are taking place in shul. Are you allowed to or not? So the Shaila is not speaking Divrei Torah, which for sure is forbidden. And I'm not even talking about Hiro B'Divrei Torah, which we're just discussing now. Hiro is also not is also in the Mokum HaMetunef. I'm talking about fulfilling of a mitzvah in the Mokum HaMetunef. Or for argument's sake, somebody wants to shake a lulav. Shake a lulav in Mokum HaMetunef. Dirty place, don't know why, you know, but somebody wants to fulfill a mitzvah of shaking lulav in Mokum HaMetunef. Is this okay or not?
It's more than
Hiro. Very, very good. That's excellent. That's really interesting. So it's really, really interesting because does everybody agree to that? Does everybody agree to that? What do you think? Shaking lulav Mokum HaMetunef? I'll tell you where it gets a bit funny. Is that what about if you have to walk past a Mokum HaMetunef and you're wearing tzitzis? What would you say then? Part of your clothes. You're not actively, but you're passively doing mitzvahs. You're saying that active mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do the Mokum HaMetunef. Passive mitzvahs, you are. Lomdish, very Lomdish. Shem Zaltman, very nice, very Lomdish. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to the chauffeur, you're passive.
Passive. Okay.
You couldn't even make a
brush. Okay, you can ask either Mr. Zekiel or Shem Zaltman. Yeah, it's a good point. Very interesting point. Yeah, what would you time?
You couldn't even make a brush there. You can't do the mitzvah though.
Yeah, you're saying that surely if you cannot, Michelle's tainers, if you can't make a bracha, how can you, the bracha you can't, it's called divrei Torah, you can't make a bracha there for sure. How can you make a bracha, how can you fulfill the mitzvah if you can't make the bracha there? Right? Yeah. Okay, so this is really interesting because this is actually a bi'aloch in Siman Tov Kuf Peiches. We learned it a while ago. When did we learn in Chol Shofar, Rabbi Sai? Just to check. When, how long ago did we learn in Chol Shofar?
What happens if
one second. Don't avoid the question. Okay, the Bialach speaks about it, but let's just hear what you want to say, yeah?
But if you're listening to the chauffeur, the guy playing the chauffeur is making a proper, you're just answering Amen. So could you then, are you saying you can't answer Amen then?
Yeah, now let's even say you don't say Amen, right? Because let's just say you can't. We know you can fulfill a mitzvah even if you failed to say Amen, even if you didn't hear Broch at all, and you hear the tkiyas, you still fulfill the mitzvah. The brachas einan me'akvois, the Shulchan Aruch says in numerous places. If you don't make a bracha, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. Of course, Orum lo yitoim, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't make a mitzvah without a bracha. The Mishnah talks about Orum, somebody who's naked, lo yitoim, you shouldn't give tumah. And the halacha learned from there is because the reason somebody's naked, he can't make a bracha. So the Orum lo yitoim, somebody's Orum, the Mishnah says, somebody's naked shouldn't be toirem, shouldn't take tumah, because you're not going to be able to make the bracha. Nevertheless, but yeah, but of course, brachas einan me'akvois. So what about that? Okay, the Bialocha goes into great detail. It's a very interesting Bialocha. And Lemaisa, the Bialocha, what comes out, according to Rosh Hashanah and understanding Bialocha, is that actually there is a problem. You should not fulfill a mitzvah in a Mokum HaMetunef. Yes, indeed. Lulav, Shofar, Sukkah. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't do that in a Mokum HaMetunef. Because the main reason is, I mean, the most understandable reason is because, as you say, it's inevitable that when you fulfill a mitzvah, you're going to have some thoughts about the mitzvah. Do we all agree to that, Rabbi Yisai? You're going to have some thoughts of the mitzvah when you fulfill the mitzvah. Hopefully. So therefore, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah in a Mokum HaMetunef. However, it is interesting, Bialach himself speaks about Dalakanfas, about tzitzis, so it looks like if it's, maybe the vote is going to be like you are saying, Shem Zalman speaks about that, maybe if it's a mitzvah that you don't, it's not over as man as man, or whatever the nusach is going to be. But it's an interesting point. So I just wanted to share with you that that although there is no real issah, we don't find a Shulchan Aruch who says, don't do a mitzvah in Mokum HaMetunef, the Maisa Bialocha says that you shouldn't. The Maisa, yeah.
Is there any lechatchila
No, no, we don't find that. We don't find such halacha. No. Okay. Now, having said that, let us move on with the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch, who says the following: Dvarim shel choil motal omram sham belashna kodesh. Shulchan Aruch now addresses an interesting shaila, which I don't know. I think there's a lot of people who say interesting things about that. What about in a Beis HaKisei? Are you allowed to speak Loshna Kodesh? In a Mokum HaMetunef, Beis HaKisei you're not meant to talk, but in a Mokum HaMetunef, are you allowed to say Loshna Kodesh in Loshna Kodesh in Loshna Kodesh Chol Matas in Chol Matas in Mokum HaMetunef? So you're going to Mokum HaMetunef and you're saying there, it's not a posting in Tehillim and it's not, you're saying, Ma Shimcha? And you say, and you want to say something? It's Loshna Kodesh, yeah. And you want to say something? Esmoil Hoisi, whatever it may be. And you're speaking Loshna Kodesh, but it's Dvarim Shel Choil. It is profane matters, but you're saying Loshna Kodesh. Are you allowed to say this Mokum HaMetunef? Yes or no? We all know Loshna Kodesh is a holy language. Are you allowed to do that or not? So Shulchan Aruch says Dvarim Shel Choil Mutar Amar B'Loshna Kodesh. Yes, you are allowed to. You're allowed to. And you're allowed to say Chol matters in Loshna Kodesh in Mokum HaMetunef. Yeah, this is of course very relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein ha-kinuyim k'goin rachum ne'emon v'chiyotze b'hem mutal amam sham. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to say rachum ne'emon, all those words, you're allowed to say them in Mokum HaMetunef. But the names of Hashem, which cannot be wrapped up, you're not to wrap them out, also that's Kiyom Shom, are not allowed to be mentioned there. So the Shulchan Aruch now addresses the following shaila. Are you allowed to mention Hashem's name? We mentioned that yesterday a little bit. It goes into other examples here. Hashem's names in the Mokum HaMetunef, if you don't refer to Hashem. So the examples that it gives is Rachum, mercy. But you're referring to Hashem is Rachum v'Chanun. We say Hashem is full of mercy. Ne'eman, we say Hashem is Ne'eman. But you're not referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he can refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Are you allowed to say that in Mokum HaMetunef or not? So he says you're allowed to. Mutar le'omrim sham. But the names of Hashem, which are the names which cannot be rubbed off, those you're not allowed to mention in Mokum HaMetunef. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here. She'enu nimchokim, in Sifkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, She'enu nimchokim, lav davke do'ik sholem, de'o osu la'azkir sham. Yeah. Okay. Right. The next topic is a topic on its own. I think we're going to leave it for tonight. So let's just recap what we covered tonight. So we spoke about we continued in the halachas of Vayom Mechanecha Kodosh. We learned that we went over the halacha of Hiro, and we mentioned that Hiro is also in Mokum HaMetunef as well. We said that not only in the Beis HaKisei, but in Beis HaMecha, the same halachas apply. We spoke about any place which has got Tzoyin Meraglaim is considered the Mokum HaMetunef. We learned that Dvorim Shel Choil are permitted Dvorim Shel Choil are allowed, even if you say it in Loshna Kodesh, you're allowed to say Dvorim Shel Choil in a Mokum HaMetunef. We said the expressions of Rachum Bechanun and similar, which can refer to Ribbono Shel Olam, but you don't mean the Ribbono Shel Olam, those are permitted in Mokum HaMetunef. The names of Hashem shall never be mentioned. The names of Hashem shall never be mentioned in Mokum HaMetunef. And when he spoke in great detail about Hiro, if somebody is forced, his thought process forces him to think about Torah matters, we spoke that a person like that, it's fine. He doesn't have to worry about it. Don't positively start thinking about it, but you're allowed to. And we said, but expressing, verbalizing is definitely also. It reminds me, remember years ago, I remember that I heard that one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he had to walk past the Mokum HaMetunef. He used to walk past the Mokum HaMetunef, and as he walked past the Mokum HaMetunef to go to shul, I think from home to shul. And as he walked past every day, he used to walk past, and often he was accompanied, but often he wasn't. When he wasn't accompanied, you'd hear him saying, Ich will nicht, ich will nicht, ich will nicht. Did you hear this? Ich will nicht, ich will nicht, ich will nicht. I don't want, because he knew that if he's not going to positively push his Torah thoughts away from his mind, then he's going to start thinking Torah. He walked past the Mokum Amatunah by saying, Ich will nicht. To reach such a madrega, that our default position is Torah thoughts. I wish you could Shabbos.